The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The president should come up with a strategy, present it to the Congress, and give us a clear indication of how he intends to defeat ISIL. They are obviously a threat to us. They're not going to go away. And we need to have from the President of the United States, the most important leader in the world, a plan for eliminating them.
And we'll find out prime time from the Prez on Wednesday. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. This is The Deal. The president called Mitch McConnell, who you just heard, along with John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and from the Senate, Harry Reid, the majority leader, to tell them that he doesn't need them. He doesn't need their vote for this ISIS campaign. Out of a courtesy, he decided, let's sit down and let's talk about this based on some of the things that have happened, like the Bo Bergdahl disaster, the blunder there, not going to Congress, saying we had to act fast, making the deal, the five Taliban from Gitmo for Bo Bergdahl for his release, and we saw what a disaster that was. So I think this was a PR move more than anything else, telling them that he didn't need to get their authorization to expand his military campaign against Islamic terrorists. But he wanted to tell them and offer them the assurances, you know, just before this primetime address that this is what he was going to do. And it's a huge moment for the president because this is months before a midterm election and the Senate majority is hanging by a thread for the Democrats. It's hanging in balance. And six or seven seats go a different way. It could make a difference and Congress would then be full on Republican. Well, the majority would be Republicans, House and the Senate. So the president is expected anyway in the speech to announce more airstrikes, expanding the airstrikes in Iraq, as well as an effort to come up with this coalition to confront the Islamic State head on with not just the United States. Also, they're weighing the possibility of airstrikes against targets in Syria, as well as asking the United Nations to pass some sort of a binding resolution, for what it's worth, requiring governments to prevent the flow of foreign fighters to that area. So forcing them to not allow, how are they going to do that? Police who's in and out from some of those other regions, and really that would affect especially Syria, it would affect Turkey, it would affect any of the really the shifting sands in the Middle East. So lawmakers on both sides of this, both sides of the aisle anyway, Democrats and Republicans, are calling on the president to clarify the strategy. Tell us what it is. Give us the strategy. Josh Earnest, who is the White House press secretary, said that the address is not going to give a timeline for the military campaign, but that there will be some specifics that will be released. There's not even going to be a timetable. And I think part of that is because that leaked out. 36 months is what I heard. 36 months. Somebody else said that, too. And I verified that with the Pentagon. Three or four people now have said it. And it's leaked into columns and stuff. So that's not a secret. Is it going to be a hard timeline? I mean, really, who knows? It was just a year ago, believe it or not, that the Prez asked Congress to authorize military action against Syria after all of the reports about the chemical weapons. And now here we are. Don't need your authority to launch strikes, but he wanted to talk to everyone so that this wouldn't be a disaster in the making. Will this backfire or not? I don't think it's going to backfire, but I think if there's not some specifics in the speech, that will backfire on the president. The House Minority Leader, Nancy Pelosi, said that Obama spent the meeting offering a valuable opportunity for consultation on advancing security and stability in the region and beyond. Harry Reid said, I'm just waiting for the president's speech tomorrow. I'm glad to have been at the White House, had a little preview of it. I look forward to it. And Boehner and McConnell had different things to say. McConnell said he really ought to be asking for our support, whether or not, as you just heard there, he may think he's authorized to do what he intends to do. But then, to be safe, one of his aides later said that was not necessarily demanding a vote on a new use of force resolution. This is what happens when you're running for re-election, and McConnell's in an area where that could go either way. The White House says they're committed to working with Capitol Hill, period, and making this happen and defeating ISIS and all of that kind of stuff. So interesting that, you know, interesting that they're not getting the permission this time around, but they're definitely on the offense when it comes to sitting down with the big four, because that's the big four. Sit down with the big four on all sides of this so that they can then ultimately take that back. Big moment coming up. Coming up on America Tonight, you know, it was just almost or at that point where it was 13 years ago, 9/11. It's one of those questions now. Do you remember where you were on 9/11? And the answer for me is I was going back and forth to New York from Dallas. I had a job in New York. I was working on The Fan, an all sports radio station, big sports radio station. And it was devastating. Sports stopped, and it wasn't so much about sports stopping. It was about people's hearts stopping. And photographs, I've talked about this before, all over the city, you would know, because you would see posters. Have you seen Jerry so-and-so? Have you seen this person? He was last seen in the tower, the South Tower, and here's where, you know, a picture of him, what he looked like. And none of those flyers were really answered. And there was so much shock in that city for months and really years afterwards, because it took so long to agree to what was going to be put down there, get the money for it, build the whole thing, and clear out the debris. I mean, the debris clearing took, it seemed like, forever. So coming up, we're going to talk to a fireman who was at Ladder 3. He was there in Manhattan doing a shooting a television thing with the guys from Ladder 3. He was from Ladder 152 in Queens, and he said it was a beautiful day, which I remember, and all of you know, it was a beautiful day. He took off his coat. Some of the guys from Ladder 3 wanted him to hang around for a while, saying just avoid the traffic, and he said no, he had to get back because he and some of his other friends had to work on errands and things that they were doing. And then when they were in the tunnel is when they started to hear that things were happening, and they weren't letting people go back into the, weren't letting people go back into the city. And he has not been back since then. He has not gone there, just couldn't do it. Lost 25 friends. So he talks a little bit about that, about this cool challenge they have for the firefighters that actually helps raise money for the various firehouses. And we're also going to talk to a couple who lost their daughter when her plane flew into the Pentagon. So stay with us. That's all coming up on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. choices, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Tonight, as many of you know, we're coming up on that anniversary of 9/11. I've talked about my time in New York and being there when all of this unfolded and how tough it was and actually going with the first responders to Ground Zero, as it was called, and what that was like, and talking about it on the WFAN airwaves and how heavy all of our hearts were and some of us even knowing people who died on 9/11, and can you believe 13 years has passed. Joining us now, he's in our virtual green room. You talk about New York, and you talk about firemen. You talk about Joe Bonanno. People love Joe for lots of different reasons, including this big firehouse challenge that we're going to talk about again. But, Joe, 13 years is a long time. Take us back to what that day was like for you.
Well, I actually was doing the same thing I'm doing now. I was judging a fireman cooking contest, and I was supposed to do it on September 8th at my firehouse, which is Ladder 152 in Queens. But they weren't going to get a good signal out in Queens, and the camera crew didn't want to come all the way out to Long Island. Out to Queens. So they said, would you mind doing the episode at Ladder 3 on 13th and Broadway? And I know a few firefighters there, so I said, no problem. They said, the only thing, we can't do it on the 8th. We have to do it on the morning of September 11th. Are you available? And I said, sure. No problem. I'm off. And that's how it happened. And I went down to Ladder 3. We did this TV segment. We just finished cooking with the host of the show and brought the food out on the street. And we gave it to people on the street. And then we went back inside. And as fate would have it, the lieutenant took my coat. And I wasn't going to leave. I was going to stay because it was so nice out. And, you know, just before 9 o'clock in New York is... the traffic's really bad, so the lieutenant said, why don't you wait till after 9, hang out with us. And I, you know what, I was with two other guys. I said, you know what, we're going to get going. It's a nice day. We don't have stuff to do. Thanks anyway. I handed him my coat, and I left and headed towards the Queens Midtown Tunnel, and they responded right out behind me about 30 seconds to a minute later, and they went down to the World Trade Center. Now, I had heard all the alarms and the fire trucks, and I said, wow, there must be something really big going on. I put the radio on, and they were saying, you know, we interrupt this program. It appears that a small plane has hit the World Trade Center. Nobody knew exactly. And I said, you know, it's a really clear day. How could a plane get that close? You know, but, you know, you didn't, New York, a lot of things happened. But by the time I got to the tunnel, I lost radio reception when I came out. They were announcing that, you know, apparently this is a large jetliner that hit. We don't know whether it got lost. And then I hear the guy saying, it appears there's another, and I could see the World Trade Center from the, where you come out of the Queens Midtown Tunnel, and I saw the second plane hit. And I tried to get back in, but they weren't letting anybody in through the tunnel, so.
Wow.
I went back. Yep. I went back out to Long Island.
How many friends did you lose that day? I mean, obviously, firemen are a band of brothers, so anyone lost. But how many personal, really close?
Individually, personal? Well, actually, the 12 firefighters I just did that TV segment with, who I knew, three or four of them, they all got killed.
Oh.
And then, when I got back out to Long Island, I grabbed my brother, Michael, and I said, listen, I can't watch this on TV. And we took the first train back. So we were back within 24 hours, and then somebody handed me a missing list, and as I went through it, I found at least another 12 or 13, so I would say close to 25 guys that I knew very well and personally.
Oh, wow, so rough. And now 13 years later, I think it's important to remember, how do you feel about that?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that and how it's tied in a little bit with this Steak'em contest. The three winning firefighters finalists are from Boca Raton, Palm Beach, and Hanover, Pennsylvania. And the minute we got past the cooking stuff, and we, of course, because I'm a New York fireman, they wanted to hear stories. And we had that instant bond that firefighters all have because they know what I do. I know what they do, no matter what city, what state that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they wanted to hear stories. I mean, it's one of those things that's so terrible that you have to tell people. You know, they're still interested in hearing who made it. And what I tried to tell to them, unfortunately for that day, there were a tremendous amount of heroic stories, but the tragedies far outweighed them 10-1. So for every one hero story or tragedy, successful story of saving somebody, there was 100 other stories of terrible things where destiny took people's lives, you know.
Yeah, boy, so true. So you started to tell us about that, and we want to talk about this firehouse challenge because it's so important because the firehouse is on the line. They're competing for $20,000 for their firehouses. That's huge.
Yeah, that's a huge amount of money. And then the next thing they're going to do now that with the three finalists are picked, they're going to give an additional $5,000 to the one that gets to be the fan favorite. So if you can tell your listeners to go to the Steak'em Facebook fan page and vote on the winning guy. There's three finalists. It was so hard to pick a winner among the three. They were just, each one was unique in its own way, delicious, nutritious. They all had great senses of humor. They all had a great story to tell for their individual causes for the $20,000. But, yeah, if your listeners can get out to go to Steak'em Facebook fan page and vote for your winner.
And this gets tougher and tougher, doesn't it? Because they're getting better and better, I can tell.
Yeah, well, you know, with the advent of all the Top Chef shows, I mean, firefighters are always great cooks and everything, but with the advent of the shows that are out there now, you know, cooking's become like you're an entertainer now more than anything else, not just a cook. You have to be a little bit of an entertainer. And these guys were fairly entertaining, but, I mean, they were absolutely terrific with me. I couldn't say enough. I so wanted to get past the food part of it because they wanted to talk the talk with the fire department stuff and certainly about 9/11. As a matter of fact, we're going to be on TV this Saturday morning nationally on Fox and Friends, myself and the three finalists. And they've invited me to go back to the World Trade Center Museum. I haven't been back to the Ground Zero since I worked there. And they said, Joe, I was in tears. They were like, Joe, it'd be an honor if you would go with us to Ground Zero. And
wow.
So I might have to bite my lip and go because it's, you know, firefighters don't even want to watch it on TV anymore.
Oh.
You know.
It's just too tough.
Yeah, to relive it. And, you know, plus the way the world is now with so many cell phone cameras and everything. I mean, it was video to death. You could see it everywhere, anytime you want, you know, and just from every angle. And, you know, if you were there and you experienced it. And, you know, one of the things, I got to say something, you know, the firefighters, we all looked at each other and we talked to each other. I looked at them in the eye and I said, you know, any one of us, if we could, you know, when somebody's in pain, they lost somebody, you know, our job is to go save them. I looked at the three firefighters and said, fellas, tell me if I'm out of line. Would any one of you have gladly changed places with one of those firefighters that got killed that day, including myself? And I said, yes. And all three of us agreed with that. Not that you want to die.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, when I got the prep for this thing that you sent me, you said, you know, like, what are your feelings on this afterwards? You know, listen, nobody wants to die, but we all are going to anyway. And, you know, if a firefighter, you know, to die for a cause is much better than all the other stupid ways you could die. And there's a lot of them. And, you know, listen, dying in the line of duty for a firefighter is the most honorable thing that can happen. You know, instead of being, hey, listen, we all want to live as long as we can, but to be, you know, 80, 90, 100 years old in a nursing home and nobody knows, to die in the line of duty, I don't think I'm out of line saying it's, if you have to leave this earth, that's one of the most noble ways to leave this earth. And I got to believe, if you're a spiritual person, I got to believe that when they got to the pearly gates, they got a free pass in no matter whatever they did in their life.
Yeah, so well said. Such an awful day for us, and I can't imagine what that'll be like for you to go back to you know, ground zero, and after all this time, after 13 years, certainly. Hey, one thing you mentioned that I think is worth probing a little bit too, on the lighter side with the Steak'em stuff. Is the cook the most important person in the firehouse? Like, I mean, you know, is that like a big? If I'm the cook, I got to be good, right?
It is if you're hungry. but it's not the most important role of you know. And actually, nobody's assigned that task. I mean, in some of the smaller cities, sometimes they do assign it to one guy. But in the big cities that I've been in and worked in, and no, there's more than enough guys willing to step up to the plate and literally step up to the plate and make a nice meal for somebody, you know.
Right.
And,
right.
Yeah, there's more than enough guys that are more than willing to step up and cook a good meal. Is it important? Of course it is. I mean, we're there for 24 hours, you know, working in New York. It's cold, you know, and there's nothing worse than leaving a steaming hot chicken cutlet with Parmesan when you just put the fork in it and out you go and you come back and it's cold.
Oh.
I mean, that's like the worst.
Oh.
You know, to have somebody prepare a really nice spread and you put it out in a minute. I used to think there was a lady that lived in an apartment building across the flies was looking in the window. She saw the minute I put it all on the plate, she phoned in a fork along and ruined our dinner.
I can see it. I want that parm. Give it to me. All right, Jovana, you are right. Thanks so much for coming on. Tell everyone, firehousechallenge2014.com. Go there. All the recipes will be posted. And remember, you can vote and all that fun stuff on the Facebook page. Thanks, Joe.
Okay, thank you, Kate.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Going down a dirty inner city side road, I plotted. Madness passed me by, she smiled high.
We've been talking about 13 years ago and 9/11. I've already relived it many times on the air, what happened with me and my family living in the area and working back in New York and the radio business and what happened afterwards and how tough it was for all of us. And then our connections to all the other areas as well, because, of course, there were other planes that went down and the Pentagon really rocked our world. There's no question about it. I told the story about my mother just trying so hard to get someone placed in the Pentagon, and then the man that she had gotten the job for at the Pentagon was killed on that day. In our virtual green room right now, Clifton and Michelle Cottom are with us, and it was a rough day for them as well. They had a wonderful daughter who was on a plane, excited to go and take a trip. And unfortunately, she was on that ill-fated plane that was brought down into the Pentagon. Folks, thanks so much for coming on and talking to us about what you've done afterwards and your daughter as well. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Michelle, take us back to that day for you. What happened? Did you get a phone call? How did you find out what had happened?
Like everybody else, I was at work during that time, and that's when my secretary came in the office and told me that that a plane had ran into the Twin Towers. And so we started to watch the television and watch everything unfold. And then I said to myself, well, wait a minute, my daughter's on a plane. So somewhere. And I think I might have said that out loud. So everybody in my office and the people who had gathered around to watch the TV with us started bombarding me with questions and saying, okay, where is she, and da-da-da-da. So we're all running around getting phone lines trying to find out where Asia's plane was. So just the events of the day started to unfold like that. But
yeah,
it was quite some time later before I actually found out and was confirmed that she was on the plane that hit the Pentagon.
Wow. And, you know, I mentioned this at the top. From what I understood, Asia was, I've heard wonderful things about Asia, by the way. But I heard that she was going to, is this true, swim with the turtles? Was she on her way to take a vacation?
Actually, she's going to swim with the dolphins.
There you go. That makes more sense. The dolphins. All right, so she was going to swim with the dolphins, and unfortunately she was on that plane. Clifton, for you, what was, you know, that you were obviously probably going back and forth with Michelle. How tough was that when you found out the news? Were you just stunned?
Well, pretty much say, yeah, but I was the one who took her to the airport, last one to see her, gave her a hug and kiss and goodbye. So, yeah, pretty much I was done, as you say.
Mm. But, you think of her, what do you think of now when you think of Asia? When you lose someone that way, how do you keep her alive and those memories alive and keep her, you know, good thoughts coming through you?
Well, what we did, we started a scholarship fund in her name. We give our scholarship money to students, and that helps. You know, that helps in dealing with other, you know, when you're working with other kids. So that keep your mind, and it helps you out, especially when you coach girls basketball.
I bet. Girls basketball. So, Michelle, how many scholarships have you given out?
To date, we've probably given out about 85 scholarships.
Wow.
In the last 12 years.
Wow, 85 scholarships. And is this related, as Clifton was saying, is there a sports twist in this? Is it related to basketball?
Sports is his passion, but the premise of the foundation is because Asia likes science, math, and computers. So that's the disciplines that we actually concentrate on, is math, science, and information technology. But the scholarship is available to anyone who applies. And we just, like I said, we kind of concentrate on those areas. But if there's a year that students don't have that discipline, then we certainly look at other things, because you have to write an essay that talks about how 9/11 impacted you and then what you're going to do in your life to help change the circumstances around 9/11. So we look at grades, so we kind of look at some different things. But, again, the three premises we look at is science, math, and information technology.
Yeah. How does that make you feel when, I mean, they've got to be excited when they get these scholarships, these kids?
Oh, yeah, they seem to be all excited. As a matter of fact, we actually have fundraisers every couple of years, and on this Friday, we're actually having a fundraiser that the kids who receive the scholarship actually put together for us. They're putting together a gospel concert on Friday, so we're real excited that they're so grateful that they're actually giving back to the foundation, because they want to have more funds for other people to go to school.
Wow, how cool is that? And when
awesome.
I think it's awesome too, I gotta say. I mean, how awesome is that, a gospel concert and to give back? So with these scholarships now, I can imagine, since it's been some time has passed, have you seen some of these, because that would be so cool, have you seen some of these kids go on to get into school, to graduate? What's happened? There's got to be some good stories there.
We're real excited this year as well. The very first scholar that we graduated, her name is Paula Spruill, and she actually graduated from Franklin Pierce Law School and received her JD. So we're excited about that. We have lawyers, we have nurses, we have teachers. So they've grown up to be excellent young men and young women, and they're doing phenomenal things. So, as a matter of fact, this year, since Paula received her JD, she's actually going to be a member of the executive board to advise us on legal matters as we try and grow the foundation. So we think that's awesome.
Oh, I love that. So how did you come up with the idea that this is what we're going to do? We're going to put this in Asia's name. We're just going to do it. We're going to go for it. And we're going, that's how we're going to honor. How did you, when did you decide that? When did that light bulb moment hit you?
Actually, pretty much early on, because during 9/11, there was so much outpour of love from just people all around the world, actually. And in our society, we basically, people, normally when someone passes away, they bring you food or whatever. So people, because they couldn't physically reach us or touch us, they sent us money. So, I mean, the mailman would come to our house and literally just open up his bag and just pour letters and cards and mementos on my couch. And, I mean, we would receive everything from 11 cents to $1,100. I mean, kids would send us money from all around the world. And I just remember being overwhelmed and saying to, you know, what? Well, I don't even know what to do with all this, because this was very, very early on. It was probably September, October, November. And a friend of mine, her name is Nicole Green, actually. She used to be the first executive director for the foundation. She actually pitched the idea to us and said, well, why don't you open up a scholarship in her name? And my husband and I just thought that was a fabulous idea. So that's what we did.
So if somebody wants to find out more about the foundation, they want to donate, they want to get involved somehow and be involved in this, how can they do that? Where do they go?
We have a website, and our website is quite simple, AsiaKottam.com.
AsiaKottam.com. That was good. You didn't make it complicated, so we would know how to find there. You left the breadcrumbs out for us. That's a very, very good thing. Well, I think it's terrific. Well, I think it's terrific what you're doing, and she knows somewhere she would be so proud. I mean, that's an amazing accomplishment, that amount of scholarships in really a compact kind of time, if you think about it. And the fact that, as you said to me, you know, Michelle, that you have lawyers and nurses, and it's just great, and has to be incredibly thrilling for these kids. And I wish you the best, and I hope it just continues to just get bigger and bigger and bigger, and enjoy that gospel concert. That sounds very cool.
Yeah, this year we also did something different. The other thing that we did is we actually put out a book this year. My husband and I wrote a book, and it's called Asia's New Wings. It's an untold story of a girl lost on 9/11, and it basically talks about Asia's life. It talks about what we went through for the last 12 to 13 years, and how we healed, and it talks about how the foundation was birthed out of that, and there's a lot of the scholars are in there telling their stories about how what the foundation has done for them. And it's basically a book about healing and triumph, turning a tragedy into triumph. So we're hoping that people will be blessed by the book as well and learn more about the foundation.
Okay, and we can get that at Amazon.com?
You can get it everywhere books are sold. You can actually go on Asia's website and download and and request a book. It actually goes on sale everywhere on the 15th, but you can pre-order off of the website now. The books are only $20, and the proceeds go towards her foundation.
All right. Awesome. I know where I'm headed now. Michelle and Clifton Cottam, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Wallach, an award-winning scientist, naturopathic physician, author of several books such as Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Let's Play Doctor, and a Nobel Prize nominee. Dr. Wallach will be here on September 15th and 16th. Wallach has proven that diseases classified as autoimmune were in fact caused by nutritional deficiencies. Get your free ticket to hear about the true causes of diseases. Call 763-291-5052. To receive your free ticket, call 763-291-5052.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
As we round the final turn here for this hour of America Tonight, it's time to hit the mailbag and check those emails. Let's do it.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Scotty B, who says, Kate, I'll tell you what, it's all hands on deck when it comes to this president's speech on ISIS. Is the way I see it, they'll lay out a little bit of strategy and then get to it. Perhaps there are things going on, as we already know, black ops-wise, with the Brits, our group, and perhaps somebody else is mixed into that. Anything that the president can do to assuage the fears of so many people over this group that is beheading Americans and killing its own people. When you eat your own, that's a bad thing, if you know what I mean. Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, is there anyone we can find to say, yeah, we think the Islamic State is great? And the fact that you have Americans who are leaving the United States to hook up with this group, I don't get it. I mean, I just don't get it. And this is now what is the day that the president will lay that speech out, and perhaps the strategy as much as possible to do something to eliminate ISIS. I mean, national security is on the line. You can't ignore what's happening with them. So let's see if we get more airstrikes, targeted airstrikes that really hit the mark. Or, you know, is it going to be bomb, bomb, bomb? And I think so. part of that is absolutely what we'll hear. But what else will we hear or not hear? This one comes to us from Carl, who says, Kate, like so many others that I've heard you mention on the show, I've listened for a long time. I've just never called in or sent an email, but know that I'm here. When I think about this Ray Rice situation, it's just so sickening to me. I'm sorry, these people who get on and try to say, I've seen them on several of the television shows, they try to give excuses for Ray Rice. Give me a break. No matter what a woman does, there is no way you cold cock her in an elevator, then callously drag her body outside of the elevator and look like you could care less. She married him. They'd been together for a while. And now she's raving. It's the media's fault and it's ruined his life. So you can imagine the conversations that are going on in that household. Well, yeah. You know, here's the thing, and we talked about it earlier. The NFL makes a decision. They say two games. So he was moving on, and they were moving on, maybe counseling, trying to remedy the situation. I'm sure, based on things that Coach Harbaugh was saying, that they were trying to do that and get it together, whatever. Certainly, I believe that part of what he had to do anyway was get counseling, and they were doing that together. They think they're in the clear, meaning, okay, two games, now I'm back on the field, so I got some bad publicity, but we're moving on with this, and the team is supportive. And then TMZ releases the actual video, the front part of the video, where he cold-cocked her, where he punched her, you know, in the face. She falls back, and I've described this now many, many times. And so you look at this, and it is a huge issue. And how the NFL is dealing with domestic violence in general, and what about those gray areas? But there was no gray area here. It was awful. And that video stunned anyone who looked at it. A lot of NFL players reacting to it. A lot of people, period, reacting to it. So, you know, we haven't heard the last of what's going to happen, perhaps with Roger Goodell and his job and the NFL and, you know, where do they move forward from here? And, you know, this is it for Ray Rice, or does Ray Rice somehow end up back on the field? How about this one from Bob in Illinois? He's emailed us a bunch. It says, Kate, I'm a tech guy, and although I don't think I can afford to get one, did you see this thing about the Apple Watch? Apple puts itself right back out there once again. I read a headline somewhere where it said Apple gets its mojo back. Perhaps that's one way to look at it, but I think they've been challenged by some of the other companies to pump out new apparel, I'll call it, that attaches to the Apple brand, and this watch does exactly that. Did you see it? I did. I saw, I didn't actually see it. I just saw some video of it and some photographs of it. It's a smartwatch. So now you can do the things that, I don't know who it is, the Android people can do, because they've got a watch. Samsung has a watch. But when you look at the watch, and then the new phone comes out, and when all of that comes out, then people line up to try to get it, and you pay the top dollar, baby, because you're there right in the beginning. I don't know. I'm worried about a couple things. What's the battery life of the watch? Is it a short battery life, or are they, you know, do they have some secret we don't know about? I would imagine that you've got to keep charging the watch. I'm just thinking, because of what you're supposed to be able to do on it. And there are a lot of questions more than perhaps answers. But, it's cool. I mean, it's brilliance with Apple. How many phones, you know, are going to go up to 20, or are you going to have the Apple 20? And every year your phone gets more antiquated. I mean, what happened to flip phones? You ever see anyone ever out there, anybody out there old school, and you're cruising around and you see people with flip phones? See anyone with a camera bag phone? You know what I'm talking about? Those big phones that you see in the 80s movies. I have seen people with flip phones. And that's tough because if you have a flip phone, then something happens to it and you take it to the store, it's like, whoa, we can't handle this. We don't have a replacement for this. How often do people hear that when they have the old phones? I bet a lot. Because, see, that's the other thing that happens. You're sort of forced to the upgrade with the contract and all of that because the phone can become obsolete, right? Here's another one. This time around, this one is from Brandy, who says, Kate, I know that you love your dog and I've seen your dog on camera, and I'm wondering what your take is on this crazy couple that was holding a woman in a dog cage for weeks, this Indiana couple. So it didn't have anything to do with the dog, but the fact that they had a human in the dog cage, I think is just so vile. You can take almost anything and turn it upside down, I suppose. They, the story that I read was, upside down, is that this Indiana woman was gagged with chloroform, and they had her for 2 months. They forced her to wear a dog collar that had a restraint system. They kept her in a wooden cage that was built by one of the captors. She was beaten and raped until a stranger risked his life, I guess, to rescue her, and that's what he did. So the people who captured her are of course, arrested. They're behind bars. But, wow, that's so crazy. And, look, you know, how it started, you say, well, how do you get in that situation? How are you stalked and how are you kidnapped that way? And they say that the story that I read is that this woman left her apartment that she shared with her boyfriend. She's 30 years old. They had had a huge fight, a huge argument, and she went into the streets and she was, you know, moving between groups of friends before she was spotted by this guy who was familiar to her. And then that's how the whole thing started, that, you know, waving to people and knowing some people. And then the next thing you know, she's, and the cage that they kept her in is just the dog house or whatever you want to call it. It was unbelievable seeing shots of that. And then the rest is history because they chloroformed her and she lost consciousness and that was it. And by the time she woke up, it was too late. She was already had the dog collar on and she was already held captive and had no chance to get away. Wow, what a just an absolutely creepy, creepy thing. If you want to send me some mail, you can certainly do that 24/7, americatonight.net.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.